Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Nick, for this award. I'm really flattered, as the two previous recipients were very famous ship owners, Captain Tsakos and Periklis Panagopoulos. And retired shipping bankers don't expect to receive awards. We're more used to receiving blame for past events, whether we had anything to do with it or not. And thank you, Thymios, especially for your two kind words. The smart thing to do now is to sit down and not ruin the good impression that Thymios has created. But Nikos wanted me to give you a short talk on my experiences in ship finance over my 40-year career. And as Thymios mentioned, during this time, my sole employer, the RBS, lent approximately $100 billion to shipping, most of it to Greek shipping. And this was a very good business for us. Our loss ratio, for example, in a 20-year period, 1991 to 2011, was 1 basis point. So it really was a very remunerative business for the bank. I came into shipping in 1974 following some research I was doing at the London School of Economics in something called the Theory of Optimal Decisions. And I was appointed as a shipping analyst, and I didn't know anything about shipping, so I had to learn fast. And 40 years on, I'm still learning. But one thing that does strike me is in 1974, the average lending margin in shipping was about 2 to 2.5% per annum. It's not that dissimilar today, which I find interesting. But in 1974, ship finance was truly a relationship business. Very little documentation, just the relationship between bank and banker and the owner. Nowadays, it's a lot more transactional, with a great emphasis on return on capital. It's become a very transactional business. It's understandable, because a shipping department in any bank has to compete for capital with other areas of the bank. But too much emphasis on short-term return on capital may have long-term consequences, as it will deteriorate the quality of portfolios. And in the long run, higher bad debts is the biggest destroyer of capital. And nowadays, it's quite rare to get a personal guarantee. But I always used to say in my ship finance lectures that if you lend to a good owner, the funnel markings on their ships is equivalent to a personal guarantee, as a good owner will never abandon his ships. Thymios kindly mentioned that last year I co-authored a book on maritime economics with Professor Elias Karakitsis of Cambridge. And in this book, we identified a number of strategies from the owning point of view. Now, I know some of the very distinguished bankers in this audience are not going to agree with some of them, but this is our collective sort of take on the subject. So the first is spread your banking. However large you are, or however large the bank that you're dealing with is, try not to borrow more than $250 million from any single bank. This protects you for reasons unconnected with your own performance or even the performance of the shipping department if the bank changes strategy. And we saw that with Chase Manhattan Bank in 1998, which exited shipping despite having a very good portfolio, and Deutsche Schiffs Bank in 2008. It also avoids creating what we call an SNC, or a single name concentration, because should that occur, the capital cost associated with your loan will increase, and that's not a good place to be. And secondly, try and avoid syndicates. They can be dysfunctional when things go wrong, and all the bankers here know that many suboptimal decisions have been made because of clashes of opinions between bankers on the syndicate, and also clashes of egos. Now, I know in some cases with large transactions, fleet of LNGs, you can't avoid it, or you can't avoid club deals. But the conventional wisdom that syndication is cheaper, I'm not sure is correct. And thirdly, only give ancillary business to banks that lend to you or might lend to you, because that reduces their cost of capital, it increases their return on capital, and that will have a benefit for the borrower. Always remember that relationships are give and take. In 2007, for example, first part of 2008, we and other banks were approached by their borrowers saying, can you reduce the margins on existing loans because other banks are willing to refinance us? And of course, after 2008, the roles were reversed, and the lending margin should never be the determinant of any relationship. As far as possible, stick to shipping banks with a shipping heritage, rather than banks that just want the cream, they just want the investment banking income and are not really interested in lending, or if they lend, they'll sell it off immediately. And it's good to check on the staff of the bank, how long they've been in the industry, or how long they've been in that particular institution. Because as Themios mentioned, I think loyalty is a very good quality. And opt for banks based in countries where shipping is important. They are more likely to avoid drastic action in times of depression, and not likely to come under so much pressure to favour domestic lending over shipping. And as far as possible, always have a relationship with a domestic bank in the country you're based in. And lastly, look at the clients of any bank that you're considering borrowing from. As the Greeks say, show me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are. And in a bank, it's show us who your clients are and I'll tell you what kind of a bank you are. And the ship owners know better than the bankers who the bad guys are and who the good guys are. And if you're with a bank that has too many bad guys, it'll cause problems even for the good guys. And also, you need to take a view on the riskiness of different sectors. And for example, if your bank gets involved in sectors that are going to face problems, it will impact on you. And one thing I fear now, and I hope I'm wrong, is the banks with a heavy exposure to the offshore industry may face consequences which could affect their whole portfolios in the years to come. So having dealt with ship finance from a borrower's point of view, I'll just end this short talk with a few personal suggestions that I've used over my career. The first is what I call the Lloyd's List Tradewinds test, which is never get involved in any activity that you don't wish reported in the press. And I think those bankers involved in LIBOR scandals and foreign exchange scandals, had they thought about it, may have taken a different path. Treat everyone with respect. You're going to see the same people on the way down as you did on the way up. And no one likes arrogance, and especially not in bankers. And thirdly, treat journalists with respect, and especially shipping journalists. They have a vital role to perform. They do it well. It's not a particularly, I suspect, highly paid profession. But in my 40 years, I've had to share a number of confidences with shipping journalists, and not once did anyone betray me. The fourth one, I have to repeat what Themios showed, is loyalty. It is now fashionable for employees in banks and other organizations to want to move around and take clients and relationships with them. I think in some cases it's justified, but if you're good, you'll rise in your own organization. You don't need to keep moving to achieve a good position. And last but not least, always try and give something back. Charitable work is not only intrinsically good, but actually medical studies show it's good for your health. Ladies and gentlemen, we're all very privileged here to be working in the best industry in the world, an industry that carries 90% of world trade, 1.4 tons for every human being on this planet. I'd like to thank all my colleagues here, all my colleagues over the last 40 years who've helped me, and I just mentioned Foti Bratimos, who also retired on the same day as me. And I'd also like to thank our many clients, again, who are, many of them are in this room today. They have been very good supporters of me personally and the bank, and I thank all of them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Thank you for this award, and I wish you all continued success in your careers. Thank you very much.